Mighty is the power of the cross. Behold the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Mighty is the power of the cross.
Welcome to the Cross at Kerrville program. The Bible says in Amos 9:11 and Isaiah 2:2 that God's tabernacle will be rebuilt in the last days by the Gentiles. Today, a type of tabernacle is being built in the heart of the Texas Hill Country at the same latitude as Israel, approximately halfway between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans on Interstate 10. This amazing outdoor tabernacle is not a church or a ministry. It is a free sculpture prayer garden. The Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, where thousands of visitors from around the world are experiencing the presence and power of God 365 days a year at the foot of the empty cross. This massive 77-foot-7-inch Core 10 steel sculpture is the most symbolic cross in the world. The spiritual accounts you are about to hear are real and are evidence that the Scripture is true.
This is Roy Holly, your host for the Cross at Kerrville. Today we're going to share some amazing true stories about the Cross in Kerrville, Texas, where the presence and power of God is manifesting every day to thousands of people from around the world. But first, let me introduce one of our sponsors.
John and Brenda Miller, owners of National Car Sales in Kerrville, Texas, believe God called them to sponsor this radio show about the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden because they want people to know their great God. The Millers believe God is using the 24-acre garden to bring thousands of people to the love of Jesus Christ. The free garden, open 365 days a year, is located right on IH-10 in the heart of the Texas Hill Country. The peace and power of God is evident to visitors, many of whom have traveled across the USA and the world just to visit the non-denominational Christian garden. The garden is filled with stunning monumental sculptures and 77 scripture tiles inscribed with the Bible verses in Spanish, English, and German. A beautiful cross-shaped garden leads to the empty cross, the most symbolic cross sculpture in the world. This magnificent open cross represents the narrow gate, the way, the door, the strong tower, and the mighty fortress. Come experience this amazing free outdoor tabernacle. You will never be the same.
Well, Max, you're a visual artist. You're a visual artist. Why are we on the radio?
You know, that's a good question. A lot of people are asking that same question out there in radio. And they
want,
why is that guy on the radio? Yeah, it's because God's given us a story to tell. And the Bible says that his kids are supposed to tell his story. And if we don't tell his story, who will? And that's a responsibility of every Christian. It's not just the responsibility of your pastor or your priest, you know, or the occasional evangelist that goes by, but it's the job of every single believer to tell people how good God is and how good Jesus is and how the Holy Spirit is still working miracles today. So we decided to have a show that shared modern-day miracles, signs and wonders, and the power of God. And other shows do a great job talking about preaching and teaching and teaching the Bible. That's great. But with this show, we talk about what happens if you do what those preachers say. And that's what we're sharing here today. So that's why we have a show, Roy.
All right. And every week, you bring us a special miracle of the week. So if you would, share that with us.
Yeah, we got a neat one that came in here just real recently. I went into the office there at the Coming King Foundation at the Garden, and Debbie Maceros that works there with us, she said a Catholic lady just called from Houston, and that she said that she was up here at the Garden 3 weeks ago and got instantly healed of a major spine problems, and that she'd had two surgeries that had failed. And she'd come up to the garden because she'd heard rumors.
Praise the Lord.
Heard rumors about God healing people. And so she came up and this happened. So I told Debbie, you know, let's get this in writing. Let's check this out and let's be sure we're telling the truth. And so this lady sent us this letter. And let me just read it real quick. It's real short. It says, "My name is Helen Cantu. I live in Houston, Texas. I have suffered from back pain for 15 years. I have had two surgeries, but they didn't work. I was still in pain. The doctor wanted another surgery, but I said no. Then on May 30th, 2016, my daughter and son-in-law took me to visit the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden. While there, I got a rock and put my prayer request on it. Then I went to the empty cross and stayed in there and prayed for my back to be healed. By the time we left there, my back pain had gone away. And ever since then, my back pain has left my body. God answered my prayer. I can now do things I could not do before. Helen Cantu in Houston, Texas. And well, Helen, that's a pretty neat miracle. You know, she didn't
I would say that's pretty good.
Yeah, she didn't run into any of us. She just ran into the Holy Spirit of Jesus.
We're going to go to a man now that I'm sure has talked to a lot of those people that have had that type of experience. And I understand he's referred to as the wild man of Jesus.
At least one of them. I get to carry that title, too.
Well, I'm a wild man for Jesus. After he saved me, I can do everything for him.
Let me say who you are. This is a great guy here, Blair Guidry. And all you got to do is point him, and he takes off. But Blair is really a good man and a wild man for God, of course. Bold, and he has been called to be an evangelist, but he was just a normal Christian, and he wanted to tell people how good God was. And so he has had a lot of different professions, has been good at all of them, and was a policeman, and just did a bunch of things, and married a beautiful lady that we prayed in, or she prayed in for him. And so, Blair, why don't you give yourself a little bit better introduction of who you are?
Well, I gave my life to the Lord in 1988. I married a Christian woman in 86, and through her prayers, it didn't take long before I found the Lord. And after that, I began saying, Lord, what do you want me to do for you? And he saved me, so I went out in the streets of Houston. I was a policeman back then in the streets and just sharing the gospel and seeing people come to the Lord. And it's been a passion of my life, and I'm not tiring out and just waiting for the next one to come in.
So you're not a lukewarm person. How did God go about setting you on fire?
If you've ever seen someone give their life to Jesus right in front of your face, it changes you. By that, I say I'm given the passion of going out and do it again.
And what's your background in religion?
I grew up in a Catholic home, and my mom and dad were Catholics. And back in 1988, I gave my life to the Lord, and I'm serving Him now.
Ever since. Now, get into a little more detail of some of the things that you've done for a living professionally.
I've been a policeman for 38 years. I was in the Army prior to that. I was a military policeman in the Army for 3 years, and then I served in Houston Police Department for 30 years after that, and then went to Louisiana, and I was deputy sheriff for about 4 years after that.
So you got a long history.
Long history.
In law enforcement, and you ended up here with us at the Cross.
Well, Roy,
we end up with you?
I don't think I've stopped doing police work. I'm just arresting the devil now.
Okay.
And you arrested some of that before when you were doing police work, too, because some of the people had the devil in them.
Now, the question is that does your wife, Cindy, care as much for Jesus as you do?
Absolutely. And that situation with her, she was praying for a Christian husband. I prayed for a Christian wife. And Max was the one that had prayed with her many times and brought me into Kerrville and at the Cross.
Max, why don't you talk to him about how he found the garden?
Well, you know, that part is, I think, through Cindy, I think is what it was. But the deal is I had the chance to pray for Cindy for the power of the Holy Spirit. She already loved Jesus when I met her, but she didn't know about the baptism of fire, the power, the empowerment 1 Corinthians 12 gifts. And I prayed for her, and then I got through praying for that, and I said, well, now what would you like from the Lord? And she said, well, I'd like a good-looking, godly husband. And I said, okay, I can pray that. We did that for our daughter and other people.
So be careful.
Yeah.
If you pray that prayer.
That's right.
And you go to Kerrville and stand at that cross, see what could happen, right?
That's absolutely.
Be careful.
Yeah, and so she got her prayer answered, and he got his prayer answered, and I think she pretty quickly drug you up to the cross to say, look what God's doing on this mountain.
Well, to be honest, the second person I met in Kerrville was Max Griner. So it started.
Who's not a bad person to meet.
That's exactly right. And that's how the relationship began.
Well, let me ask you a question. This is real important. I know that you're up there all the time as a tour guide chaplain, because I come up all the time, and we see each other all the time.
Absolutely.
Up there. But how did you come about doing that, and why is it that you spend so much time being a tour guide at the Cross? Because it requires a lot of time. You're up there a lot.
What happened was when I started ministering at the Cross, I began to see miracles and miracles. And I've shared the gospel for years, but to pray to see people physically healed, emotionally healed, was just something that changed my life to a point of I don't live on yesterday's miracles, but I go to the cross every day in anticipation of what Daddy's going to do today.
Max, when you first...
Well, tell us some of those. What have you been seeing?
Just recently, this was an interesting thing that happened. A man walked up to the cross, and he was carrying a chair, not a folding chair, but one with a cushion on it, and set the chair at the back of the cross. And I went up and talked to him and said, "Sir, do you have a chair there? Is anybody special coming to sit in that chair?" And he said, "Yes, my girlfriend. I'm going to propose to her at the cross." And I said, "What a neat thing." And he said, "Also, I'm going to wash her feet before I ask her to marry me. And so he said, "She's going to come up in about 30, 40 minutes. A couple of girls showed up I happen to know two of the girls. I prayed with them last year. And he proposed to her. Everything was fine. I prayed with them after she accepted his proposal. And she sat down and said, "Blair, you don't remember what we prayed about last year?" I said, "No, I don't. It's been a year." And she said, "I had you pray that God would send me a godly husband into my life, and this is an answer to that."
Really?
Prayer. Absolutely. Absolutely.
So did you share with her that this had happened to you as well?
Absolutely.
So like I said, folks, don't go up there and pray for a godly husband and wife.
It's not the first time either. We've had a number of husband and wives now that have met at the cross and they came to Jesus.
Now that I've heard these stories, I'm going to be aware of that and be very careful.
And this is better than one of them websites, you know. You just go up to the cross, and if you build a marriage on the rock, it's a good marriage.
Absolutely.
Well, any more stories that you've got? Because people love hearing these stories of people that you can recollect of miracles that have happened with people that you've talked to.
Just recently, a friend of that lady that goes to the cross and prays a lot brought her daughter up and had me pray with her. She had anxiety issues, real bad anxiety, the part she was even questioning who Jesus was in her life. And I was able to pray with her, and halfway through, I could see the peace come over her. She was real, at first, she was holding my hands, and I could feel the tension in her, but the peace of the Jesus came over her, and she was completely healed of that anxiety and left a different person than she walked up there.
Wow. When you first met Blair, did you have any idea that he would turn into one of your superstars up there at the cross?
I guess I had a sense of that because he was pretty energetic and was on fire, and he was willing to go where no man would go before, you know. And you look for those kind of folks.
If he's a street preacher for all those years, certainly was the bashful. This was a piece of cake for you compared to being a street preacher.
And he's
not
afraid of the Holy Spirit either. And so when you find somebody that wants to talk about Jesus and is not afraid of the Holy Spirit, man, anything can happen. And I know, Barry, you've seen the glory dust form, right? The Shekinah glory dust that forms on people.
What was that like for the first time you saw that glory dust?
He prayed it. Max prayed it for me when I first met him, and I said, "This is going to be interesting. I don't know if I have I don't know about this. This is new stuff for me." And I closed my eyes, and Max prayed, and I opened my eyes, and there were glory dust all over my hands, and I went, "Yep, I guess it's right.
This is real."
Mm-hmm.
Well, listen, Blair, here's an opportunity for you to share with our audience right now. What is it that you would like folks to know that are listening right now about God?
Well, first of all, I can talk about many different things that are available to people with problems out there. They have many different organizations that will help. But the best I have is Jesus Christ, and that is the answer to every prayer. It was an answer in my prayer when I needed peace and salvation in my life. It is for anybody there, and that's what I'll talk about till God takes me home.
Well, it's really nice to have you, and I think you're going to be back with us next week, too.
Yes,
we're going
sir.
To talk a little more with Blair. Max, do you have any closing comments and things you want to share?
Yeah, it's just that I wish we had more policemen like Blair.
Yeah.
You know, and I wish more people had Jesus so there wouldn't need to be as many policemen. Because as Blair said, he's really the solution. And we can talk about politics, and we can talk about this and that and gun control and all that stuff. But let me tell you, this is a spiritual battle going on. And a lot of people recognize it, but a lot don't. They don't have a clue. But if we had more people that understood not only natural warfare, you know, mm-hmm. and how that works in authority, but also understand spiritual warfare and authority. And Blair is one of those people that he can use, I guess, a 357 Magnum or whatever they gave you, but he also can use the sword of the Spirit.
I've seen him do that.
Yeah, and in today, and the cool thing about when you're doing the sword of the Spirit, you get to the root. You deal with a problem that then manifests in drugs and alcohol and all the other sins in the world. And so we're glad he's up there, and thank God that he is there, because he's still doing what he's doing. He's running off the bad guys, you know. So,
You know, we got a lot of wonderful things that have happened at the cross that have developed since maybe some people have been there. Maybe it's been a while. Max, why don't you bring them up to par real quickly on maybe some of the improvements that have been going on.
Yeah, the construction. Well, it continues
on. I ask you that because I'm excited about it. Every time I go up there, I see it.
It's like watching a clock, arms, the hour hand of a clock. It seems like it takes forever to get these things done. This is the 15th year for Sherry and for me in this project. And we're building this garden on faith in God without debt.
You got lights coming in.
We got lights that have been donated. The irrigation for the plants and the maple trees, that's all been donated. But the newest thing is we'll be having lights that are coming in. We have light now on the cross, but we need it all over the top of the garden.
And so it's all going to be lit, and so people can go up and feel comfortable at night. It's not real dark. It's going to be light,
and it'll be beautiful. And it'll be, and we've got a waterfall now that at the Coming King sculpture.
Maybe haven't seen. It's beautiful,
right? And that'll be lit up, and so it's going to be one of the neat places in Texas. Beautiful places to have an experience.
All right, now, if people are listening right now and they've never been there, but they'd like to get a glimpse of it, how do they get more information about it?
Well, the fastest way is just to go to our website, which is, we've got four of them actually, but the main flagship website is www.thecomingkingfoundation.org, thecomingkingfoundation.org. And then we also have a website that has the same name as this radio show, www.thecrossatkerrville.org. Thecrossatkerrville.org.
Okay. Well, Blair Guidry, Max Greiner, I'll close.
How much are we paying him?
And Sherry? We thank you for being here this week. I'm Roy Holly. Have a good week. Here's Sherry Greiner with our visitor's comment this week.
Thank you for tuning in with us again this week. I have some really wonderful quotes for you this week, and so stay with us. The first quote I have is from TripAdvisor, and it was sent in by Martha H. Martha says, "There definitely is the Shekinah glory filling this place, from the beautiful sculptures to the giant cross to the pathways edged with scriptures in different languages. God's spirit is sweet. People's prayers written on rocks placed beside walkways lend a holy sacred feel. The big surprise came when I stood inside the cross, read the sign, and it said how I might see little pieces of glitter on my hands. I did, and so did my husband. We visited on Labor Day weekend last fall. I had the glory on my hands ever since, and it's July 2016, and it's still there. It's only visible in sunlight and other bright lights. It was an answer to prayer that I had been praying that God would pour out His Shekinah glory on me and my family. It has strengthened my faith and blessed me to no end, to be able to tangibly see God loves me and is with me." And we thank Martha for that one. Another one from TripAdvisor was sent in by Melissa W. And she says, "We will be back. This place is amazing. Loved everything about it. Give yourself plenty of time to read all the scriptures and take in this holy ground. I also enjoyed looking at the prayers in the rock garden. It makes it so personal. Take your family and friends. It will be a truly blessed experience." Let's see. This one is from Diana Wright from Hondo, Texas. "This is the most powerful emotional feeling and wonderful experience that I have ever felt. It is so peaceful, almost as if you were sitting with Jesus in His garden." And Neil Griffin from Kerrville, Texas. "The first time I went up here, I felt the power of God. There is something up there. If you go up there, you will feel something." And Google Reviews website had this one from Susan Reed. "The presence of God was overwhelming. The sculptures are breathtaking, and the landscaping is beautiful." And let's see. Sam Smith from Kerrville, Texas said, "There is nothing like this anywhere in the world. This is fabulous." And my last one is anonymous, and so they say, "I can't tell you how much this garden means to me and my family." And come back next week, and I'll have more for you.
Thanks, Sherry. We'll be back with more of The Cross at Kerrville right after this. Folks, this is Roy Holly again. When you come to Kerrville to visit the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden, you need to visit the Wyo Ranch Hotel in the Inn of the Hills, who are Friends of the Cross. Now, if you're looking for a unique Texas hill country experience, these two historic hotels are the place to stay and eat. The Griners and I think they have the very best buffets in Texas. Also, if your group needs a really unique, memorable place to hold your convention, conference, family reunion, or wedding reception, you can't beat these two beautiful hotels. The Wyo Ranch Hotel is within sight of the Empty Cross, about a mile away. To check out these two great hotels, please visit their websites, wyoranchhotel.com, that's Y-O-R-A-N-C-H.com, or theinnofthehills.com, that's I-N-N-O-F-T-H-E-H-I-L-L-S.com. Also, if you will tell your waiter or the hotel clerk that you are a Friend of the Cross, they will give you a special discount. Really? Hi, folks. This is Roy Holly. God called my friends Max and Sherry Griner back in December of 2001 to build a beautiful sculpture prayer garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. Since then, the Griners have given their time, talent, and money to see this vision fulfilled in Kerrville, Texas. Their generous donations have been made possible by the grace of God and by people like you who have purchased Max's original artwork since 1978. Max's copyrighted artwork includes drawings, paintings, sculpture, jewelry, Christian swords, and a line of high-quality art gifts in all price ranges. Today, Griner art is collected in all 50 states and over 65 countries and can be found in many prestigious institutions and collections around the world. Max's art has been owned by well-known Christians such as Billy and Franklin Graham, James Dobson, Bill Bright, Charles Stanley, Pat Robertson, Joyce Meyer, Chuck Swindoll, John Hagee, Paul Crouch, Jesse Duplantis, Oral Roberts, Governor Mike Huckabee, President George W. Bush, and Pope John Paul II, among others. If you would like to own or give a piece of Max's Holy Spirit-inspired artwork, visit his website, www.maxgrinerart.com. That's www.maxgrinerart.com or call 1-800-637-9651, weekdays between 8 and 5 p.m. That number again, 1-800-637-9651. Please help the Griners finish building the Coming King Sculpture Prayer Garden by purchasing a beautiful piece of Griner original artwork.
If you need a miracle in your life right now, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If He ever worked miracles, He still does. We can choose God's plan for our lives instead of Satan's. Pray right now with the Coming King Foundation founder, president, artist, evangelist, Max Griner, Jr.
God, I need your help and your miracles. I need you in my life. Make me a new creation. I surrender my life to you. Jesus, I believe you are God, the Son of God, who died for my sins 2,000 years ago on a cross. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Baptize me with fire and power. Manifest your 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit in my life according to your will. I promise to live for you and give you all the glory for any miracles you work. Thank you, God, for saving and empowering me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen.
If you just sincerely prayed that prayer with Max, you are now saved, born again, filled, and baptized with the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Now get a modern translation Bible. Read the entire New Testament. Pray every day. Find a good spirit-filled Christian church and get water baptized. Also, would you please let us know about your decision for Christ?
Folks, this is Roy Holly again. If you are ever in the Kerrville area, just 1 hour northwest of San Antonio, well, stop by and see what God is doing at the Empty Cross. You can also take a virtual tour by visiting one of our 4 websites, such as thecrossatkerrville.org. This free garden is being built without debt through donations of Christians. Would you pray about making a gift to the Coming King Foundation so we can finish the 24.5-acre garden to bring glory and souls to Jesus Christ. All gifts are tax deductible. Thank you.